MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Coming off a legal victory against Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, New Mexico Attorney General Raul Torres filed a lawsuit against convenience stores earlier this week and now has asked the New Mexico Supreme Court to step in and invalidate a newly signed intergovernmental service agreement between Otero County and U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The five-year agreement was signed last month, just days before the county's previous contract with ICE was set to expire. The legal battle centers around the state's new so-called Immigrant Safety Act, scheduled to take effect on May 20th, that will prohibit local governments in New Mexico from entering into or renewing contracts with ICE for immigration detention. The situation in Otero County differs from two other immigrant detention facilities in New Mexico, located in Torrance and Cibola counties. In those counties, ICE contracts directly with private prison operator CoreCivic, which owns the land where the facilities are located. Because the contracts are with a private company rather than a local government, the state may have limited authority to intervene, but that's not the case in Otero County that's owned by the county. And the Eddie Lee Energy Alliance is suing the state of New Mexico for Senate Bill 53 in 2023 that Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham signed into law, effectively blocking a multi-billion dollar nuclear project in Lee County along the Eddy County line. Senate Bill 53 bans the storage and disposal of radioactive waste in New Mexico without the explicit consent of the state. The bill came in response to the ELEA working with Holtec to locate and build a $3 billion long-term interim storage facility for spent nuclear fuel rods. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission issued Holtec a federal license for the site in May of 2023, before Lujan Grisham signed Senate Bill 53 into law. After the bill became law, Holtec pulled out of New Mexico despite spending about $73 million in securing the license from the NRC. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.